This is WSKG News. New Yorkers head to the polls on Tuesday to vote on elections in the state's public school districts. Voters will have to approve budgets and choose members of the school board, along with other propositions, like overriding the state tax cap. Karen DeWitt has more.
The New York State School Boards Association says twice as many schools this year are seeking to override a state property tax cap that will limit many schools to a 1% tax increase or lower. It's still not a large number, 36 districts among the state's around 700 school districts compared to 18 last year. The school board's David Albert says schools are reluctant to break the cap because they need approval from a supermajority, 60% of voters.
It's much more difficult to pass a budget that seeks to override the cap, and so for that reason, many districts don't even try.
The cap is 2% a year, or the rate of inflation, whichever is lower. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.